It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. And we're starting our weekend off the way we like to. That's with the voice of Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. Damon, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday indeed. We're on the home stretch now for sure. And I'm going to have a version of the conversation with you that I've been having with a lot of people this week, because it is budget season. And we got our first look at a lot of the budgets from area municipalities. What was standing out to you on the budget in the work session that you had this week?
Yeah, I think Carrboro is probably a week or two behind the other jurisdictions you've spoken about. So you probably haven't seen our budget yet, because we haven't. But what we have been doing is helping our town manager and his staff get prepared to bring that final recommended budget to us. That means that this past Tuesday in our council meeting, we held a budget work session, which was an opportunity for the town manager to come to the town council and go through about a half dozen items that he wanted some guidance on before he finalizes his recommended budget in a couple weeks.
Any sense of anything unexpected in there?
Nothing unexpected. I think just wanting to make sure we were all on the same page about what was coming. You know, some big items like employee compensation and benefits, right? You know, towns like Carrboro, almost, you know, a huge proportion of our budget goes to paying and taking care of our staff. And so we wanted to talk through the options we have ahead of us for compensating our staff fairly, dealing with things like inflation and the impact that that's had on our employees, as well as some changes in some of our staff's employment benefits like health insurance and other things.
I know that that's been an area of focus in the last year or so, making sure that staff are compensated properly and trying to, frankly, retain staff, as everybody's having trouble keeping fully staffed. Have you felt any progress on that and the, you know, reality of day-to-day work, or is this still like an ongoing thing that we've got to keep pushing on?
Oh, definitely progress. You know, one of the most important things the town council did in the past year was to complete and implement our pay and compensation study, which you and I have talked about before. This really set up our pay classification system in Carrboro to bring all of our employees up to competitive wages, to sort of better rationalize the way that we classify employees and describe their job duties, and to make these positions more competitive in the region so that we can better retain our employees. I think now that we've done that, we've set that new foundation for employee compensation. It means that when we come around to budget season now, we need to make sure we're staying up, keeping up to tabs with that, right? That we're not letting ourselves fall behind and sort of get out of whack again and no longer competitive. So that's part of what we're doing with this upcoming budget. And we gave the manager some guidance about wanting to be sure to raise the wages according to the cost of living increases we've seen over the past year. As you know, there's been a fair amount of inflation. And also to deal with just some costs related to health insurance. We always get dinged on health insurance inflation, essentially, because the private insurance market can be a beast. So we're probably going to be making some changes there to deal with some excessive cost on that side of things. But yeah, other than that, looking good.
And I know you mentioned this already, but can you walk me through the expected timeline on this?
Sure. I think we'll see the manager's recommended budget in 2 or 3 weeks. So that may be, I guess, probably 3 weeks, the first week of June. And then we will have a public hearing on the budget and finally bring it back, the final draft of the budget for adoption. And so, of course, like all the local governments, we're required to adopt our budget by the end of June.
It's the voice of Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles, who you always hear as we get ready for our weekend here. And the 4 o'clock hour on a Friday, I wanted to revisit a couple of things that happened earlier this week. And one of them, I haven't talked to you about this yet, but there was the community bike ride to work morning. That was Tuesday, I think. Just wanted to check in and see how that went for you.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. You know, a change that I suggested for this year in Carrboro with our bike month activities was to move the annual bike with ride with the mayor to coincide with annual Carrboro bike breakfast. And so that gave us all of us who gathered at town hall in the morning a chance to stop at the bike breakfast, get some coffee and biscuits from Neil's Deli and so on. And it just made it a much more festive occasion. So we had a great time, great turnout. The weather was perfect. And I just encourage folks to look on the Town of Carrboro's website or the Town of Chapel Hill's website for information about all the great events that are going on this May for National Bike Month.
Townofchapelhill.org, CarrboroNC.gov are the websites that you can go to find out about those Bike Month activities. And another activity or another event that happened this week was the Advisory Board Appreciation Banquet, which is a big mouthful of words, but it's also a pretty important moment to thank folks who take time out of their day regularly to work on these advisory boards.
Yeah, that was actually just this week. I'm already losing track of time. It may even have been last night. but it was a lot of fun. Banquet is probably a strange word for to use for this annual dinner. It's just a chance for all of our advisory board members and our council members and our staff who support the advisory boards to get together, have a great meal together at the Century Center, get to know new and old friends, and just appreciate our advisory board members for volunteering their time to bring their creativity and their spirit and their care for our community to the drawing board and help us figure out how to move forward with some of the priorities we've identified. So, yeah, we had great turnout last night. Food was awesome. I got to see a lot of people I hadn't seen in a while just because of, you know, it's still crawling out of the pandemic, as well as some new folks who really have only seen any of us on Zoom. So it was a great day.
Yeah, the word banquet always implies something much fancier than it usually is. Like, expect some trappings and a large table. And
there was a lot of food, I'll tell you that.
So I wonder if you could talk just a little bit about the importance of having folks, diverse representation on these advisory boards. And also just, I don't think people realize how many people are actually needed. There are a lot of advisory boards.
Yeah, towns like Carrboro and Chapel Hill tend to have a lot of engagement, a lot of folks who are interested in being involved in all the decision-making that goes on around development and any issue that comes before the towns. So we have a lot of advisory boards. We have a lot of advisory boards in Carrboro. There are many advisory boards in Chapel Hill as well. And we're always looking for volunteers to fill vacant seats on those boards. It's another good opportunity to visit our town's website at CarrboroNC.gov, where we have a listing of the advisory board vacancies that are currently available. And I just, as I said to our advisory board members last night, you know, most of the current members of our town council have a past on our advisory boards. You know, I myself started out representing Carrboro many years ago on the Orange County Human Relations Commission. I served and chaired for many years the Carrboro Planning Board and served on some other boards. And, you know, even some of my closest friends to this day in Carrboro are people that I met through the advisory board experience. So it's a great way to not only get involved in the decision making that shapes your community, but also just to meet your neighbors and have a lot of fun.
That's the voice of Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. And we are almost to the end of our conversation already on this Friday afternoon. Is there anything you wanted to mention that we haven't gotten to yet?
Well, I'll say on the fun side of things, we have weekend number two of the Freight Train Blues music series on the Town Commons. That's this evening. On the less fun but equally important, if not more so, side of things, this Saturday there will be two rallies on Bicentennial Mall in Raleigh. One is to support Governor Cooper in his veto of the recently passed abortion restrictions in the General Assembly. And then later in the day, same location in Raleigh, Bicentennial Mall, will be another rally, this time showing support, or I should say opposition, to some of the nasty bills that have been coming out of the legislature related to transgender folks, especially transgender young people. There's a lot going on in Raleigh these days, and not very little of it is any good, and it can be very helpful to show up and show up in numbers to make sure that our legislators understand where they're steering wrong.
Both of those in Raleigh tomorrow, and then the Freight Train Blues music series in Carrboro at the Town Commons at 6:30 tonight. David Childers and Thomas Ryan, and there should be delightful weather for that event as
well.
Beautiful
day.
And we are now out of time, so Damon, thanks for making the time to come in. I appreciate it, and I look forward to talking again in the future.
See you next time.